Joining us now, somebody that knows a little bit about high school sports. Well, it's pretty much, I think it's a Christmas miracle. He said today he's not at an actual event. I don't think that's possible. Brian, do you actually sleep? I've seen you cover like 8,000 events in one day, I believe. But how's everything going? Brian Lesser joining us here of the Navarre Press. He covers UWF as well. Is this actually true that you're not at an event right now?
It is actually
Whoa.
True.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a rare thing, you know, but...
Mark down the time, Drew. 5:36 on a Wednesday. He's okay. Everything good, though?
Yeah, definitely. Everything's good. Obviously, you know, the rest of the week's going to be busy because of, you know, teams kind of getting some games in before Christmas. So, a rare off night. So, I'll take it.
Now, a lot of times we're in studio. This is the third show today, and Drew's been covering it. He's better at, you know, Twitter. Those young kids out there. He's like 10 years. He's like Twitter and Instagram. He's all on top of everything recruiting, and you know, he texts me the up to date stuff going on. But when it comes down to it, I didn't get to see everything locally. Did we have any kids? And I know you cover Navarre, but all the teams in high school. How many kids, and did we have anybody in the early signing period going out from our high school level?
You know, I think Catholic had one kid, and Niceville had a couple, but, you know, I didn't see as many as maybe we usually see this time of the year, and I don't know. I think the transfer portal has probably impacted a lot of that in some ways. You know, coaches are looking there first, I think, before they look at the high school level, so... But, you know, there's still time in February for, you know, a lot of local kids assigned, and I'm sure that will be the case where, you know, a good number of kids will get an opportunity from this area to play college sport.
Well, Brian, looking right now at UWF, you got the women's team. They're on an 8-game winning streak, and you've got a situation where, you know, the men's team is playing really well. They've got some big games coming up here on Saturday. But from a standpoint of UWF, do you believe that are these teams contenders this year? Do you feel anybody right now across the board in the sports going on that you feel has a real good chance to win the Gulf South Conference?
Yeah, I mean, I think UWF, for both teams, the men and the women, I think they've started off, you know, both really well. I think the men are, you know, undefeated away from home, which is always big when you can do that. But, you know, this time of the year, it's still early, but, you know, once you get into January, you start to face the toughest teams in the Gulf South, like Valdosta and, you know, Huntsville and Christian Brothers and teams like that. So, you know, I think January is going to tell the real story of, you know, are the UWF teams contenders? But, you know, based on, you know, what both teams have shown so far with success they've had early in the year, both at home and away, they definitely have the opportunity to contend for that Gulf South championship.
Speaking with Brian Lesser of the Navarre Press, you can follow him, BLesser1993 on Twitter. Brian, looking right now at what we saw today, you know, a big flip in getting a guy that was number two in the country in Travis Hunter from Florida State to Jackson State to go to Dion. Now, there's so many storylines to this. A guy got paid a decent amount of money from Barstool Sports, who is also connected with Dion, but also it's Dion Sanders, who is a Florida State alumni, and this was like the prize jewel. Florida State's been waiting for the big names to really add a spark to a defense that's needed, and they thought it was pretty much like locked in. Everybody was talking about it, and this went on. Do you see this becoming a trend where, you know, guys like this end up leaving and taking a nice NIL deal and go to another school? And for the HBCUs, this is a big day, but I've seen no other name, so this seems like right now more of a rogue five-star. It's the first one since 2006 that has left to go to an FCS school. What did you think when you saw that today, though?
Man, I was very surprised. You know, not that Florida State needs to, you know, any more bad news right now, especially, you know, for the tough years they've had, but I was very surprised. You know, you usually don't see a recruit that high in the, you know, rankings in the country go to a, you know, a smaller school. You know, they're usually going to go to a, you know, a major Division I school, but, you know, I think the appeal of Dion Sanders probably played the biggest part in that. And, you know, whether or not this becomes a trend, I think it's going to depend on how his career shakes out at Jackson State, you know, and if Deion stays there, and, you know, if he does and this kid does well, you know, maybe more kids say, hey, why not go to Jackson State? Because, you know, you can get your name out there in so many ways now. You know, you don't necessarily have to go to the bigger school to get the attention because of, you know, video and Twitter and, you know, all the social media avenues that you have to post your highlights and stuff, you know. And so if this kid does well there and Jackson State, you know, becomes an even bigger deal than they already were this year with Deion as the head coach, then maybe we see more of this. But right now I think it's a rare instance, but time will tell.
Brian, you know, if you look at high school football and the kids and just high school sports in general, but football and basketball are really the main ones that these kids can make money. But have you had a sit down or talked? I know I'm the one that just, you know, I talk to everybody and blab away. You write a lot of stories and are working when I'm just chatting up a storm. But when it comes down to it, have you talked to any of these kids at Navarre or any of the high schools about NIL at all and what it is? Or because sometimes kids, they look at the in their face result of maybe, and we talk about these $1 million deals. Those are a once in a lifetime type things. A lot of these kids, maybe they'll get $5,000 here or there to go to a certain school, or all the golfers or all the volleyball players are getting this. Have you talked to them at all about this?
I've talked to a few kids from Navarre and, you know, and they're obviously all for it. I mean, you know, they don't want it to, like, the kids I've talked to, you know, they don't want it to, like, interfere with what they do as a team and how it affects the team culture. But, you know, they also like the idea of making some extra money. And, you know, I guess you can't fault them. You know, it's NIL is out there now. It's an option for kids to make some money. You know, like you said, not everyone's going to make $1 million on the deal, but to make some extra pocket money, it's a big benefit to a college kid, you know, because it's tough for those athletes to have a regular job. Most of them can't have a regular job. So when they get that chance to make some money, you know, they're going to take advantage of it. It's college football in, you know, 2021. And I think we're only going to see that continue. But, I mean, I think the kids I've talked to, they seem on board with it. But they also know that you got to kind of walk a fine line because you don't want it to become where what they're doing personally with the NIL stuff is a bigger deal than what they're doing for the team.
Brian, looking at the high school All-Star game Friday night, I saw the kids out there practicing at Penn Airfield. Beautiful facilities over there, and it was cool to have a home game and getting to see you guys and everybody out there for that first ever, that special game. Now, it happened really because Blue Wahoos were still playing baseball at the time, but having that opportunity to play at UWF was, I think it was great for all the kids, and hopefully they make it a tradition, at least have one of those games. I know it took a lot of work behind the scenes. We just show up and we cheer, but when it comes down to it, if you look at the game on Friday for the high school All-Stars, who are some of the kids that you're looking forward to watching in this game, and just the talk a little bit if people have not seen any of the high school All-Star games. I've covered a few when they were the Subway games and worked with, you know, Ray Palmer and the folks and Jason Libert over the years. But if you talk about this game, what can they expect from the All-Star game?
You know, this is one of those games where obviously you get a lot of talent from the entire area, you know, on the same field. And, you know, these guys, I think the big thing is these guys get to be teammates, you know, what they spend the year competing against each other. They get to be teammates. So they have a little fun with it because they are, you know, a bunch of great players on the same team. It's a lot of fun to be around. But at the same time, there's also a competitive side to it. You know, those guys still want to win the game. And they play hard. I mean, they're going to play hard. But they're also going to have a lot of fun with it. Maybe you see a few more celebrations that you wouldn't get to see in a regular season game. But it's going to be fun to watch. You know, the East and the West, you know, both rosters are stacked. I haven't seen they never released the full roster to me, which is kind of interesting, but you're definitely going to see some great, you know, some great excitement, some great action, and it's going to be a competitive game, but, you know, it's kind of cool to watch the guys, how they interact with each other when they're from different schools, because, you know, normally they're trying to beat each other.
Brian, great stuff as always. Looking forward to talking to you next week when the Subway, I mean, well, the high school All-Star game is over, and also have an opportunity. I know you're covering a lot of sports this weekend, so enjoy the little time you do have from not being at a facility right now, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, sounds good, Chad. Take care.